You're listening to SBS News. With vaccination rates rising, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has put more than a million Australians on notice to prepare for the scaling back and eventual withdrawal of COVID-19 disaster relief payments.
We are expecting, when restrictions are eased, that people will get back to work, businesses will reopen, and people will get about their daily lives. The Australian economy has proven to be remarkably resilient through this crisis, but of course Delta has been a game changer and has represented a significant hit to the economy. Today's announcement aligns with the national plan agreed at National Cabinet, where restrictions are eased at 70 to 80% and lockdowns will hopefully become a thing of the past.
When the 70% full vaccination rate is reached, people receiving the payments will need to reapply for them each week. And once the 80% target is achieved, the payments start to taper off. In the first week after 80%, the maximum payment falls from $750 to $450, and a week after that, it gets reduced to $320. And in the third week, the payment is withdrawn. If someone is getting a supplement for lost work on top of the job seeker payment, it will fall from $200 to $100 in the first week after the 80% target is achieved, and then the supplement is stopped a week after that. Some of the worst hit areas in Australia are southwest and western Sydney, with the long lockdown putting people out of work and forcing some businesses to close. New South Wales Labor's Stephen Camper is the party's spokesman for small business, property and multiculturalism. He says now is not the time to be withdrawing federal or state government support, and says a case could easily be made for ongoing support for businesses in Western Sydney.
That is a possibility. You could target the Western Sydney businesses. They can be pretty easily identified. The effects of the shutdown aren't over because you just say, okay, we're open to trade day one. There's still restrictions. There's still the need to, refuel these businesses and get them going. The turnover's not there and accessible from day dot. There's still cost to pay. And there's recovery period. They don't go back to 100%, on the first day. It could take months. So now's not the time to be just shutting off the support. It's crucial that we continue to support them throughout this period, and it's going to be a complicated period.
New South Wales has recorded 863 new local cases and a record 15 deaths. Authorities say there's been a welcome drop in cases in hotspot areas of western and southwestern Sydney, but they're urging caution to regional residents as cases continue to rise across the state. This includes the local government area of Oberon in the Central Tablelands, which has gone into a 7-day lockdown. The ACT has recorded another 22 local cases as it prepares to ease some restrictions from this Friday. 12 of the cases are linked, and at least 7 were infectious in the community. Victoria's case numbers continue to rise, with 950 locally acquired infections and 7 more deaths. It's putting pressure on the health system with record levels of demand. People are being encouraged to only call the 000 emergency number if they face a genuine emergency. The Executive Director of Clinical Operations at Ambulance Victoria, Mick Stevenson, says additional resources are being called in to cope with the demand.
We will be using other services to drive our ambulances. That includes St John Ambulance as well as the SES. We will be using our community first responders and student paramedics to drive and also to care for patients in queues at ambulances. And we will be referring as many patients as we can away from emergency ambulance response, where we have those patients either caring for themselves or seeking care in the community. We only want people in hospital who really need to be there.
The Victorian President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Roderick McRae, says Victorians need to prepare themselves for a rise in otherwise preventable deaths. He says the best thing people can do is get vaccinated and minimise their movements.
We know from early estimations from epidemiologists and modelling that we're going to hit a very bad patch in October. interestingly, at exactly the same time we're hitting that very bad patch, we're designed and destined to open up our schools, which only means more movement of people. No child under 12 is eligible to be vaccinated. Broadly speaking, every one of them is going to get it. We don't know the status of vaccination of teachers in every institution. AMA Victoria has been very concerned that there were going to be otherwise unnecessary deaths of Victorians, and as a consequence, Victoria must prepare themselves for exactly that to occur.
In other developments, the workplace regulator in Victoria has charged the Health Department with 58 breaches of the Occupational Health and Safety Act in relation to the hotel quarantine system. The charges relate to the system in place between March and July last year, when hotel quarantine breaches triggered Victoria's deadly second wave. WorkSafe Victoria alleges the department failed to provide adequate infection prevention guidelines and training, which put employees and subcontracted security guards at risk. The case goes before the court next month, and the maximum penalty for each of the charges is $1.64 million. Opposition health spokesman Georgie Crozier says Premier Daniel Andrews needs to be held accountable for what she calls the biggest failure in government administration in Victoria's history.
This has been a monumental failure by government administration, the biggest failure in government administration in this state's history. The Premier and his ministers responsible need to be held accountable, and they need to take responsibility for those failures.
Queensland health authorities say there's increased concern about the community outbreak in Brisbane after the state recorded one more locally acquired case. The state government has decided mask mandates in the Brisbane and Moreton Bay local government areas will now be extended to the Gold Coast. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.